Blog Talk Radio.
Assassination in 1963, November 22nd, of President John F. Kennedy. And we have an audio interview or speech by John F. Kennedy after he had met, he went on his first trip to Europe and met with European leaders, primarily President Charles de Gaulle, and we'll have that interview in a bit. This month, it's still something that people have to remember. And so that it never happens again. And of course, it deals also, it's related to the Penn State abuse scandal, where here in San Francisco, where unfortunately it's this kind of thing is winked at unless a Roman Catholic priests are involved, and then they go after them like stink on a turd. But this is another anniversary of the irreverent Jim Jones, who manipulated a lot of politicians in the media and got himself appointed to the chairmanship of the San Francisco Housing Authority, one of the worst managed in the country, if not the worst. And in that position at the headquarters, according to Commissioner Jan Allen, who was one of her relatives, I think it was her father, was one of the last Tammany Hall politicians. She was from New York originally, served as a nurse at Pearl Harbor in World War II, and then was an accountant and then a nurse here in San Francisco after the war. And one of her sons served in the U.S. Navy on a submarine. Anyway, she repeatedly told me and others that she knew Jones as my brother knew him. I did not know Jones personally. I had a girlfriend that went down to Guyana and tried to get me to go, and I said no. But she said you could get anything you wanted up at the Housing Authority when Jones ran the place. Stolen goods, fence goods, drugs, little girls, little boys, buy votes, all kinds of corruption. And when it got to be too much, that's when the heat started, they started focusing on him. That's when he decided to flee to Guyana and set up Jonestown there. But it's something we should never forget and remember, that these abuse of children and of people who don't know how to fight back, or wish they could fight back but don't know how, or afraid to fight back, or intimidating into not fighting back, that we have to help these people, and we have to stop these predators who prey on Americans. One of the, I call it political myopia, the Occupy movement, they're focusing on the banks, but the banks couldn't do this alone. And there are the banksters, and there are good bankers who try to help people and try to do the right and correct ethical thing. But we think that, given our experience in dealing with these bogus nonprofits, the affordable housing, the AIDS organizations, the pet, the animal welfare organizations, and veterans organizations, there's so many bogus ones out there, and they have been set up or they exist to serve the interests of the people that run them and effectively run them into the ground while they're hijacking federal poverty and welfare funds. But it seems to us that who have long political experience that the Occupy movement should be focusing it on the people who are ripping off and have ripped off these programs. You know, what's the point of just sitting freezing in the park when there's housing that's been paid for, it's been built by HUD and by local development organizations, yet is occupied by people who are not qualified to be in there? And we'll be dealing with more of these rip-offs. There's a license, a possible license plate disability placard scandal that has come to our attention, and we just want to verify a few more things. Also, since this is Thanksgiving, I want to recommend people, if you're concerned about where your pumpkin is coming from or where the baker, if you buy a baked pumpkin pie, where that pumpkin is coming from. Of course, we grow a lot of pumpkins here in America. I understand 1 billion pounds, but more and more we're getting exported. Red China is exporting pumpkin to us in cans. We don't know if growth hormones have been used, what type of pesticides, if any, and who checks the quality and the safety of these food products. It's not only pumpkin. So if you're concerned and you go into a bakery or you go into Safeway or whatever store, Whole Foods or whatever, ask them, where is this pumpkin? What's the origin of this pumpkin? And now there is organic pumpkin out there. It's in the can. Trader Joe's does sell it. It's kind of expensive. I think it's $1.99. But they claim that it's safe. So if you're concerned about what you're putting in your mouth, what you're putting on your back, or what you're putting in your pet's mouth, I highly recommend that. You know, ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you, and it will. Go to our, we just put up the pumpkin question up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. Since this is the Charles de Gaulle, who's the last great Frenchman, we're going to play President Kennedy saluted, how he saluted Charles de Gaulle when he made that trip in 1961.
From a week-long trip to Europe, and I want to report to you on that trip in full. It was, in every sense, an unforgettable experience. The people of Paris, of Vienna, of London, were generous in their greeting. They were heartwarming in their hospitality, and their graciousness to my wife is particularly appreciated. We knew, of course, that the crowd and the shouts were meant in large measure for the country that we represented, which is regarded as the chief defender of freedom. Equally memorable was the pageantry of European history and their culture that is very much a part of any ceremonial reception. To lay a wreath at the Arc de Triomphe, to dine at Versailles and Schönbrunn Palace, and with the Queen of England, these are the colorful memories that will remain with us for many years to come. Each of the three cities that we visited, Paris, Vienna, and London, have existed for many centuries. And each serves as a reminder that the Western civilization that we seek to preserve has flowered over many years and has defended itself over many centuries. But this was not a ceremonial trip. Two aims of American foreign policy, above all others, were the reason for the trip. The unity of the free world, whose strength is the security of us all, and the eventual achievement of a lasting peace. My trip was devoted to the advancement of these two aims. To strengthen the unity of the West, our journey opened in Paris and closed in London. My talks with General de Gaulle were profoundly encouraging to me. Certain differences in our attitude on one or another problem became insignificant in view of our common commitment to defend freedom. Our alliance, I believe, became more secure. The friendship of our nation, I hope, with theirs became firmer. And the relations between the two of us who bear responsibility became closer, and I hope were marked by confidence. I found General de Gaulle far more interested in our frankly stating our position, whether or not it was his own, than in appearing to agree with him when we do not. For he knows full well the true meaning of an alliance. He is, after all, the only major leader of World War II who still occupies a position of great responsibility. His life has been one of unusual dedication. He is a man of extraordinary personal character, symbolizing the new strength and the historic grandeur of France. Throughout our discussions, he took the long view of France and the world at large. I found him a wise counselor for the future and an informative guide to the history that he has helped to make. Thus, we had a valuable meeting. I believe that certain doubts and suspicions that might have come up in a long time, I believe, were removed on both sides. Problems which proved to be not of substance, but of wording or procedure, were cleared away. No question, however sensitive, was avoided. No area of interest was ignored. And the conclusions that we reached will be important for the future in our agreement on defending Berlin, on working to improve the defenses of Europe, on aiding the economic and political independence of the underdeveloped world, including Latin America, on spurring European economic unity, on concluding successfully the conference at Laos, and on closer consultations and solidarity in the Western Alliance. General de Gaulle could not have been more cordial, and I could not have more confidence in any man.
Well, that was the late President John F. Kennedy, and tomorrow, the 22nd, will be the anniversary of his death in 1963. I remember I was working at the time, came into the office, and they said, Kennedy has been shot, according to radio, and we all said, nah, you're just BSing. But it had happened, and because we were federal employees, we got the day off because it was a national day of mourning, and we were all glued to that black and white TV. And I remember seeing Lee Harvey Oswald coming out of the police station there, out of the basement, and being shot by Jack Ruby, who incidentally was from Chicago. He was connected to the mob. He ran, allegedly ran prostitutes. And it's interesting that he died of cancer. Oh, well, he was in, I think, the county, Dallas County Jail there, or I don't know what the county is for Dallas, Texas. Among the events today, birthdays, is Voltaire. The, Catherine the Great thought a lot of him, and she tried to Francophile Russia. She came, she was a German princess, or not a princess, but a German nobility. It was a Lutheran, and came to Russia, had to convert to learn Russian, and convert to the Russian Orthodox religion. A famous pope is born today. Pope Benedict the 15th. This one here is the 16th. Now, Benedict, he didn't live very long, and he was the pope in 1914. Now, there were Catholic countries that were in World War One, nominal Catholic countries, France, Italy, and Austria-Hungary. Germany was split between the Lutherans and the Catholics, and the German Kaiser was a Lutheran, I believe a Lutheran, although he used to put out PR statements. He would say, the most highest went to church to pay his respects to the all highest. So he was a real egomaniac. Among the other birthday, and Benedict is famous because all the Catholic countries sent representatives to the Vatican asking for the Pope's blessing on their armies. And he says, I bless peace, not war. Get out. So that was the end of that. And, of course, he died, I think, in 1922. Also on this day, it's kind of interesting, Franz Joseph, the emperor of Austria-Hungary, died. He was probably one of the longest reigning monarchs in modern world history. I think it was he came in to power as an 18-year-old boy in 1848, I think, after Europe had all these upheavals like we're facing now. And he was crowned emperor of what was called the dual monarchy. And he died a doddering old man. He had a lot of tragedy in his life. His son killed his lover, or his son's son was Archduke Rudolph, who had an affair, and he was told to break it up. He broke it up by killing the woman and then shot himself. It was called the Meyerling affair. Famous old movie with Charles Boyer, yeah. And then Emperor Franz Joseph's wife, Emperor Elizabeth, was on a trip to Italy, and she was assassinated. He had a lot of tragedy in his life. And then, of course, his heir, Franz Ferdinand, went to Sarajevo. He was assassinated, and that triggered, no pun intended, World War One. So interesting character. He had a lot of load on his shoulders. Then we had birthdays today: Coleman Hawkins, the great jazz pianist; Charles Corbin. Now, if you remember the movie Ship of Fools, which I recommend, Catherine Ann Porter wrote the book, and it was pre World War II. Tramp steamer leaving from Mexico, and although it's fiction, a lot of the people were real in the sense that there were a lot of people who were deluded. And of course, it had Lee Marvin, one of my favorite actresses, Vivian Leigh, Charles Corbin, and he was Jewish, and he was trying to tell people, don't you realize what's happening in Germany? This was 1933. The ship was headed for Hamburg, and fascinating movie. I recommend it because there's a lot of truth in the characters, people who portrayed the characters in the book. Jim Bishop, who wrote The Day Christ Died, he was born today. Eleanor Powell, one of my favorite actresses, she was married to Glenn Ford. She was a dancer, and she starred in a great movie, Interrupted Melody, about one of the greatest sopranos, the Australian woman who came down with polio and almost wrecked her career, and Glenn Ford paid her husband, a doctor, and she ended up singing one of the longest operas ever, Tristan and Isolde, in a wheelchair on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. And she died, I think, in Arkansas. Ralph Meeker, another actor, he was in quite a few movies, one with Kirk Douglas, about the French army and the mutiny and how they used the old Roman system of every tenth man was to be executed as an example to the rest. Another great musician was born today, James DePriest. He had polio also, and his aunt was Marian Anderson, the great black soprano who was discriminated against throughout her life, and she finally got her chance to sing at the Metropolitan Opera when Rudolph Bing, an Austrian Jewish refugee, took over the Metropolitan Opera back in the 50s. And then the daughter, of Danny Thomas, Marlo Thomas, was born today. And then Goldie Hawn, who I think had a medical problem. And then we mentioned the deaths of Franz Joseph. Also, the 24th Vice President of the United States, a guy named Garrett August Hobart, he died today. Among the events today, this is not known. In 1654 in Virginia, a guy named Richard Johnson was granted 500 acres. He was a free black. Can you believe that? And then in 1787, Andrew Jackson was admitted to the bar, become a lawyer. And he used to, I think they called him Judge Jackson, and he used to, when he couldn't settle something, he said, let's go out and duel. We'll settle it that way. He was quite a hot-tempered guy, and of course he had a lot of tragedy in his life. He saw his brother die on a British man of war. He was a prisoner during the Revolutionary War. Andrew Jackson hated the British, even though his family was Scotch descendants from probably the Culloden crowd, who were deported from Scotland after Bonnie Prince Charlie was defeated at Culloden. Also, some more Southern history, the first Jewish Reform congregation was set up in Charleston, South Carolina. We had Tsar Alexander, some more Jewish history here, promoted a Jewish state in Palestine. This is in 1818, just after the War of 1812. And then a guy named Moses, I can't remember his last name, he invented a cigar lighter. And then we had, got to turn the page here. But a lot of interesting history. And we had also, among the events, 1933, William C. Bullitt, who became the first U.N. ambassador to the Soviet Union. That's when we decided to recognize Stalin's Soviet Union. And then in 1935, this airline no longer exists. Pan Am, with its Clipper, had the first commercial flight over the Pacific. And then 1946, this time we're going down, Harry Truman was the first U.S. president to go down in a submarine, submerged submarine. And then we're back in the air again in 1977. We don't see these planes anymore. The Concorde, which was a commercial disaster, they had their first flight from London to New York. It was a gas guzzler, and also it was too small and was too expensive and too damn noisy. A lot of airports did not want that plane here. And then the oldest TV religious program, Lamp Under My Feet, started on CBS on this date, November 21st. Now, upcoming, we'll be doing more. There's some questions about what's really in turkeys, American turkeys this time. I don't think we're getting any turkeys from China. And so on our Wednesday program, we'll bring that up. Also, there'll be an update on the international homicide of Ugdila Plaza, who's one of the journalists who covered the case for the French TV here in the United States, who also covered Obama's nomination at the Democratic National Convention, in which Bill Richardson, and you can go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, Bill Richardson made the statement, and he should be called on it. If he's lying, he's got a lot of people misled when he said Obama is an immigrant. So it's up there. He was caught by this French journalist, and who was the his grandfather, Jewish family, first one of the first rabbis in France, was also Charles de Gaulle's Minister of Justice. So there's an interest there. And Ugdila Plaza was murdered here in San Francisco, and there's an alleged drug connection. This may be why he was killed. He was at a place where there's allegations of cocaine dealing and all kinds of illegal activity. So update that. And that is also, Ugg's father was in the French Navy. I talked to him briefly. So that, we'll be updating that, and then we'll have more on the food safety issue, and I recommend that you go to our Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas, and also we'll update you on the U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri. It's 16 years of this cover-up. It's probably the biggest cover-up in American media of how this 18-year-old boy was drugged, stalked, drugged, lured to this sexual predator's house in a remote area of San Francisco. He's an illegal alien to begin with, but he made political connections, especially to the DA who illegally prosecuted the case. And the case is back in federal court under a denial of parole issue, which is confusing since they didn't have jurisdiction to take the kid off the Carl Vinson. We'll get into that. Some interesting things. Carl Vinson has been in the news because of the Osama bin Laden funeral, if that is, or if that was a double, we don't know. And then the latest, this basketball game on the deck down there in San Diego. And also that on at least one of the Navy's carriers, the toilets don't work, so it's a hell of a problem. and must be a hell of a stink. So we'll end with our favorite theme here. Politics and poker, and we, you know, maybe these politicians should play on budget committee should play.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you gonna do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay. We'll all if we don't get a decent candidate for president. So this is Peter Paul Bozzola. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and we'll be updating you on the food safety issue, the Hugh de la Plaza case, and some more. Another salute to General Charles de Gaulle, France's last great statesman, one of the last great statesmen and heroes of that country. It's Peter Paul Bozzola. Good night.